Well, hello, my friends, once again. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This could be a Austin Health Report Day. You guys always love those. I got lots of topics we're going to be discussing. I stacked a double purple stick and not a lot of water. Stick's strong. It's good. It's very strong, though, which we like strong, right? So, again, I hope you guys are ready for a great show. Stay up to date. The Ultimate Multiple Powder on sale for product of the week. That will be up later on till this afternoon. I usually, most cases now, I change the product of the week later on Wednesday evenings now, afternoon, evening. Just makes it a little bit easier for context in the morning with the show, with articles and everything, instead of trying to change all this first thing in the morning. I usually let it roll to about, you know, 4, 5, 6 o'clock at night. So if you're watching live, you got the rest of the day if you want to grab a can. If not, check it out next time, or stay stocked up on it. Or if you missed the sale, you can always grab the 3-pack special on it that I have on the website as well at the Ultimate Multiple. Where's it at here? I'll type it in the top. Ultimate Multiple Powder. Should be putting it right there. 3-pack. 3-pack right there. So if you like it, you already enjoy it, you want to take more of it, grab a 3-pack on it, get on sale for 10% off already on the site at healthmasters.com. And I'm pretty certain the B-Complex will be winning product of the week. I haven't checked again this morning, but usually when I checked the other night, oh yeah, no contest. I don't even know where I was going with that one. B complex won by a landslide. That's because that's our methylated B vitamin. Everybody knows how much energy that product gives you and how effective it is. Hence why it won by a landslide once again. So stay stocked up on it. You need more purple sticks? We got them. Huge batch in stock right now. And the cans, got a lot of people asking on that. I do have another batch running of the cans, the purple sticks in a can. I know a lot of people enjoyed those. I did a very small test batch on those, as you know, few months back, and they sold out pretty quick. I want to see how much everybody was going to like them, if they wanted them, before I started putting up that much in inventory, double inventory, having packets and cans. But you guys wanted it, so I got a bunch of cans coming in. They'll probably be finished in about 4 weeks. I know the formula is done. They're in batching right now and testing. Then they'll can them, label them, and then we'll have them here in about a week shipment after that. So I would say about 4 or 5 weeks for the cans. But in the meantime, the sticks will keep you just on point. Trust me, they'll work for what they are, as they work amazing. And the cans, just sometimes people like not having the packets. But I like both. They're both different options on it. Anyways, I digress before I start rabbit trailing on here. The podcast, Brower Show, make sure you're staying up to date on it with our shows every single day. You wanted it, we gave it to you. Everything you asked for, you can download it on MP3s. You can contact us. You can watch live. You can look at all the different podcasts every day. Click on here and see the world news. Articles we cover on almost every single day, up to date at Team Health Masters and the BrowerShow.com. And as soon as you're done with that, click Shop Subs and you go straight over to the website to grab your stuff on sale and your different specials and bestsellers. So again, I hope you guys are enjoying the platform as we changed it all about 6 months ago. And also too, again, quick update. Orders over $150 get free shipping now. That has bumped up from $125 to $150. I've explained it in great detail earlier in the week. I'm not going to keep covering it. But due to the shipping cost, due to the Amazon contract, y'all's favorite friend, Amazon, the one everybody wanted to support for the last decade, well, you know, they gave the post office the multi-billion dollar contract to deliver on Sundays and do all this stuff at subsidized post office. Well, they decided to yank that contract at the beginning of this year and not renew it, because Amazon now has its own shipping infrastructure. It no longer needs the post office or UPS or DHL or any of them. It does its own thing. And so now post offices have done about a 30% increase this year and increased our cost a lot. So $125 to $150 to free shipping, I promise you, that barely does anything as far as on a loss that we have with shipping, but it does help offset it a little bit. So if you still want free shipping, it's a really simple formula. Just spend $150 instead of $125. There's so many different products, kits available. Just stock up a little bit extra you need, and it's not an issue. So thank you for that. Thank you for understanding, and thank you for supporting Health Masters, because quite frankly, we wouldn't do it without you guys. We couldn't. I couldn't bring you guys this show every day and spend this much time and content, and not to mention that if I could make the supplements any better, I would, because I take them all myself, along with my kids. You know, this product right here, that's one of the reasons why this product has been so popular, because it goes from top to bottom as far as the age bracket. I mean, you can give it to a 2-year-old, put it in a juice cup. They like it. Honestly, they like it better than juice. Just be careful how much you give them, because I've done it with Stetson, some high doses, and 2-year-olds are so receptive, and the receptors are so clean. I gave him just a, like multiple heaping scoops one day in a big jug. He chugged it down, and the kid didn't stop running for like 8 hours. It was like Forrest Gump. I mean, he just ran and ran. He's running laps around my property. He's climbing trees. He's 2 years old. He's climbing up my truck. He's climbing up my tree. He's climbing up my wall. And I was like, well, maybe they don't need 4 scoops of multiple at 2 years old. So if you look on the back, we've put on there the daily amount of children 1 to 3 and children 4. You can actually see that while I'm looking on the can here and being so rude. I'll show you guys here right on the picture. There you go. As requested, and it shows you the dosage on it that you can run, because on the back here on the side we have, it says children 1 to 3, a half scoop up to twice daily. Yeah, see, I didn't read that part when I gave it to Stetson. I don't bother to read my own products sometimes, unfortunately, and yeah, a half a scoop is a lot different from 3 to 4 scoops, so don't make my mistake. He was wide open all day. Now, the good thing about it was, because he was so active all day long, and that night about 8 o'clock, he conked out. Gave him some of his organic raw milk, big jug of it for bed. He chugged it and passed out for like 12 hours. So kind of went on a growth spurt too, by the way. He just started growing really quick after I did that. Not saying that's the cause of it, but I am saying this stuff works for everything you need, especially for adults alike, and really gives you that energy pump and the B vitamins that you need. So without further ado, I told you guys yesterday I was going to cover a topic that's been very popular. Not popular, I should say, very common. I get a lot of questions out, and it's the fibromyalgia topic. I get a lot of customers asking this question, so I figured I was going to go and do a session on it, you know, a quick little session on fibromyalgia, the chronic condition, the widespread issue, kind of what causes it, and what supplements you can take to mitigate it, and in most cases, from what I've seen, pretty much get rid of it. Now, again, I'm not making any claims, but I am telling you I've had a lot of customers with this issue, and this is what they've told me and the feedback they've told me and kind of the protocol I've put together on it. And again, some of the stuff may work for you, some may not. It's up to you. Not making any claims, but you guys know me. I like to give you the information. You do with it as you want. That way everybody has the right to make their own decision. I'm huge on that. I'm huge on informed consent. I've been on like that my entire life. I don't think anybody ever has the right to tell you, you have to do this because I said so, period. I mean, obviously, there's certain rules and laws that we need to abide, like you probably shouldn't run around robbing people, but that's a completely different topic. You know, being cognitive and making decisions about what you do with yourself and decisions you make for your children is 100% your choice. No pediatrician, no physician, no doctor, no CDC, no clinician. Nobody has the right to tell you, you've got to inject this into your body. Your children have to have this injected into their body because we said so. Or you have to take this medication. Or you have to take this. Everybody has a right to know the pros and cons, what works, what doesn't, and if I actually want to put that in my body. So without further ado, fibromyalgia affects how the body processes pain. This is the base key factor in how this affects it. Fibromyalgia is a chronic disorder characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain that affects up to 6 million people in the United States. Despite its prevalence, fibromyalgia remains controversial in medical circles due to its lack of objective diagnostic markers. The condition is diagnosed primarily through self-reported symptoms. This is one of the reasons why I tell you guys it's not usually very difficult to clear this problem up. If you listen to me and you follow what I'm about to tell you, which is really, really easy protocol here in the next few minutes. It says the exact cause of it remains unclear, but studies have identified most contributors and what happens. Now, here's a great breakdown on this. Camera 4. It says pain signals sent up from the nerves activates central nervous system, pretty much overactivates it, increases pain signals as they ascend to the brain that essentially alter neurotransmitter function. So serotonin and norepinephrine are amplified. And so what happens is the brain, in many cases, actually amplifies the pain signal that's going to the body. So in many cases, you may have a problem with inflammation or a joint issue that's stemming up from fibromyalgia. But it's not necessarily that that area is horrifically debilitated or there's a significant catastrophic event. It's that the pain signaling is being amplified by the brain and it's getting basically told that it's hurting way worse than it does. That's usually how fibromyalgia works. It amplifies an existing problem. So it's like putting a giant speaker amplifier on it and making it much, much louder. And you're like, gosh, I didn't think it was that bad. Sounds horrible. It's because the amp's turned all the way up with fibromyalgia. Put it that way. It says decreased ability to blocking pain leads to heightened pain. Exactly what I just said. Now, what are the main symptoms? It says fibromyalgia presents with a wide range of symptoms. Certain ones appear more consistently and can significantly interfere with daily life. These primary symptoms are often as key indicators for diagnosis. Widespread pain is the hallmark symptom involving chronic pain in muscles, ligaments, and tendons. Pain range can range from mild to severe, often worsening with activity and cold. Stiffness, commonly felt in the morning, often improving during the day but returning to worsening at night. Tender points, these are called trigger points. There's usually about 18 in total that hurt when pressed. Pain can radiate from others. Increased sensitivity to sensory stimuli, temperature, light, sound, smell. Fibro fog. This is a big one. I'm going to touch base on it here in a minute. I'll tell you almost exactly what cures this up, not cures this up, what clears this up every single time. It says, also known as brain fog, this involves cognitive issues such as memory lapse, trouble concentrating, mental confusion, extreme fatigue, persistent tiredness does not improve with sleep, headaches, when half of people with fibromyalgia experience frequent headaches, sleep disorders, non-restorative sleep caused by syndromes such as insomnia, sleep apnea. Other symptoms include overactive bladder, decreased exercise endurance, dry eyes, digestive problems, and so forth. And one issue with this is, and it talks about here, what causes it, the peripheral pain signals travel to nerves, the central nervous system, and they're amplified. The pain receptors are amplified. Now, if you look at here, it says genetics, immunity, inflammation, environmental triggers. Physical trauma, such as car accidents or surgery, painful conditions like acute disease infections, all these things can lead to it. Gender, age, obesity can all play key roles. Now, what usually is starting to happen now? How is fibromyalgia diagnosed? They said widespread pain index scores are what cause it. They look at history review, physical examination, diagnostic testing. Now, here is the million-dollar answer key. I'm going to give it to you guys. You guys are going to find this to be very interesting and very effective if you guys do this. It's all there's no technically cure for fibromyalgia. Symptoms can often be very much managed through lifestyle approach up to pain management, fatigue, and depression. Now, one of the biggest ones on here is number one on this list, anti-inflammatory and trigger-free diet. What is mostly caused in a lot of cases, you'll find, with fibromyalgia is an inflammation response from the body. The body's having, and I talked about this in detail on the health show that I did last Monday. You guys need to listen to it if you haven't listened to it yet. I wanted an entire health show on detoxifying the body, inflammation cascade, what's causing it, why it's getting worse, why all these problems continue to persist. A lot of times the diet is causing severe inflammation in certain parts of the body. They also start radiating to the joints. Once that starts to happen, the body starts to have more of an inflamed response. And fibromyalgia can start to occur where the body starts to amplify the inflammation and pain to try to get your attention. Remember this. This is a pain response because your body is yelling at you. It's flipping the amplifier on, that big amp that I told you about a minute ago. It's turning the speakers all the way up and it's saying, stop what you're doing. You're pissing me off. I'm hurting. I'm inflamed. I don't feel good. Please stop putting this poison in my body. That's what it's doing. In most cases, not all, but most cases, when you start having issues like this, it's your body signaling to you, please stop. I'm going to keep causing continuous pain and inflammation until you stop doing what you're doing. Stop putting McDonald's in my body. Stop giving me Taco Bell every night. Stop drinking a gallon of soda every day. Stop drinking a case of beer every weekend. Stop it, please. That's why it's doing this. Just make it simple enough. And so it says on here, eating anti-inflammatory foods such as leafy green, dark vegetables, good fruits. Also, too, can go in basically eating good, high-quality proteins such as eggs, organic or not organic, but wild-caught fish, also organic beef, certain good proteins like that. This is important also is to stay away from processed meats. That's the luncheon meat with sodium nitrite in it, super inflammatory. Commercially baked goods, that's the high fructose corn syrup, shortening, all the crap in it, the super inflammatory white, you know, flour. Refined flour products, is what I said. Deep fried foods, that's in general. Items high in sugar, and also those containing trans fats. Those are all inflammatory foods. Those are all foods that cause an enormous amount of inflammation in the body that exacerbates fibromyalgia. Now, what can you add in? Supplementation. You guys already know what I'm about to say. Number one on the list, Magnesium. 2022 study found that magnesium supplement may reduce stress and pain. Researchers suggest that 300 milligrams of magnesium citrate daily may improve tender points. Now, this is an unbelievably low dose of very basic magnesium. Now, magnesium glycinate, if the standard was what we carried for just basic magnesium, the magnesium brain food, which is magnesium thionate, that one's incredible. You can stack both of them together. The magnesium brain food already has magnesium glycinate in it too, though. This is why I tell everybody you've got to stay on high dose of magnesium. And on top of that, if you are having a significant problem with body, as far as body pain, body joints, and inflammation, you need to use some of the magnesium Dead Sea salts to soak in a bath 30 to 40 minutes a night. We carry them. We sell them. I use them occasionally. I hate baths. I hate baths. I'll be quite honest with you. I think they're the most inefficient thing on the man. I need to take a shower. I take a 10-minute shower. I'm good. I'm gone. Sitting in a bathtub for 45 minutes is just a complete waste of my time. That's my opinion. Now, other people love it. I know a lot of people, and I will do it, though, for a health standpoint. I get really hot water. I'll throw in a big bag of the magnesium Dead Sea salts, and I'll soak in it, especially if I've had a really heavy training weekend. I've got a lot of inflammation or something going on. I will make sure I use a lot of that magnesium and basically get the inflammation down in the body. Now, also, too, you got to make sure you're taking it orally, but if you're going to use increased doses of it, it can cause loose bowels if you take too much. So you got to make sure you're going in and you're taking low doses throughout the day. You don't want to take two or three massive scoops of magnesium at one time on an empty stomach. And what happens is your stomach just gets too loose. So you want to take it throughout the day is a great way to titrate your magnesium doses up on it, and it massively increases everything as far as on a positive note. And it helps out with the brain fog. In most cases, the fibromyalgia symptoms that you're seeing are a deficiency in certain nutrients and also, too, a certain issue that's going on as far as with inflammatory markers. Now, go on to camera four here. Vitamin D supplementation on camera four. Excuse me, I'm going to drink some water here. Vitamin D supplementation reduces fibromyalgia pain in people with low vitamin D levels. This is a crucial topic because I told you on the show the other day, I can't tell you how many times I've asked people that are having health problems, whatever that may be, and I asked them, well, on your blood levels, you just got your bloods tested, what's your vitamin D levels? And they go, I don't know. I have no idea what my vitamin D levels are. That's a real problem because vitamin D deficiency increases the risk of like everything when you're low in vitamin D. Your body can't function without vitamin D. We've gone into details on the show, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it here. Read the articles we have on the website. Go into detail and read those and learn more about it if you want to learn more about vitamin D. I can't cover it all in this show. I can do literally an entire hour-long show on vitamin D supplementation. So that's not something you could go in and say, you know, I'm going to discuss the whole thing in one topic. Now, the third phase on here, acetyl L-carnitine. The 2015 study indicates Alcar may reduce pain and depressive symptoms while improving quality of life. That's basically carnitine. The carnitine is something that's crucial for also repair of skeletal muscle tissue. Carnitine is a great product for burning body fat as well, and great for recovery when it comes to the basically as far as exercise. That's why you've got to make sure you go in and you keep your L-carnitine levels extremely high in the body. Now, another topic on here. This is called the SAMEs. Now, this is basically adenosylmiathin. Now, this is a product that I looked up because I've heard about this product before. I've never really used it. I've heard mixed reviews on it. It's called SAME, S-A-M, little e, and you can buy it. It's very expensive. I don't carry it. I've never tried it. However, I've had some customers say they like it. Other customers say they don't. The issue with this is you got to be very cautious on any interference with antidepressant medications, with 5-HTP, all types of problems when it comes to essentially serotonin issues. That's the only problem you really run into with this is the interactions. It can have interactions with antidepressants, antipsychotics, dextromorphin, St. John's wort, everything. It interacts with a lot of drugs and a lot of supplements. So that's one of the reasons why it's not a huge product that I carry, because I don't want to have any issues as far as people mixing it up. But that's on here as far as they say it can help. So again, that's something as an option. To me, that would be like the last ditch effort with fibromyalgia. If I'm taking high dose of magnesium, high dose of vitamin D3, high doses of carnitine, CoQ10, melatonin, and that still isn't working, then I would probably try this product. But again, you know, $100 a bottle, It's got very specific usage. That's not something that I'm really going to recommend or try, but it's on this list just for people that are having real specific problems. Fourthly on the list, Coenzyme Q10. 300 milligrams daily for 40 days. Significantly reduced pain, tender points, fatigue, morning tiredness. I've told you guys for years, so many people basically sleep off CoQ10. Meaning that they don't take it. They don't think about it. They don't think it's anything they need. CoQ10 is a crucial nutrient for the heart. It is crucial for the cardiac muscle. The cardiac muscle basically feeds off of like fuel. You've got to have it in your body. You've got to have it for blood pressure. You've got to have it for nutrients, especially once you start reaching over the age of 30. A lot of doctors say over the age of 40 or 50. I disagree with that. I think about the age of 30. Everybody knows as far as from a physiological standpoint, the body, if it's not taken care of, it starts to decline past age 25, 26. As far as you're no longer growing anymore, you're no longer a child. Once you hit about 24, 25, you start declining if you don't take care of yourself. That's why a lot of people remember, you know, in your early 20s, you're in college, you're in sports, you're in all this stuff. It's like, dude, eat, sleep, train, and you just stay in insanely good shape. You have super good energy. Half the time, you don't take vitamins. You just feel great all the time. You start to notice in your late 20s, it's not quite as easy to recover as it was when you're 21. By the time you're 30s, you realize, okay, now I've actually got to start taking nutrients. Now I've got to start taking supplements. Now, is that saying your early 20s shouldn't be taking stuff? No. I wish I had those multiple powder when I was in college and when I was, you know, 19, 20 years old. It's a great formula. We had the capsules back then, but the powder, I think, just it hits so hard and it's so easy to use. So I always recommend kids, by the time you're 17, 18, 19 years old, if you're in sports, if you're active, I personally recommend hammering some supplements. You don't have to be crazy with them, but like the creatine, the Ultimate Multiple Powder, and possibly the Fit Food Protein. That's a good stack right there. You don't have to go crazy at a young age. Back to CoQ10, no fibromyalgia. The CoQ10 is crucial on so many factors, and with fibromyalgia, it seems to be another one. The last one on here, number 5, melatonin supplementation may reduce pain, increase pain threshold, and improve sleep quality. Now, they've done studies before in the past. I don't recommend this dosage because I don't want everybody calling me up. They can't get out of bed the morning because they're so groggy. They've done studies where they find that doses of bioactive melatonin in excess of 20 to 25 milligrams in clinical trials leads to extremely good as far as recovery response. And also as antioxidant support actually helps recover the brain and other aspects of it. Now, 25 milligrams of melatonin, that's going to put you to bed in a comatose state. Like, you're going to crank out. Like, you're done for like 12 hours. So I don't recommend that dosage, but they've shown real true bioactive melatonin like we carry. Ours are 3 milligrams per tablet. Halftime, I only need a half of one, and they were great. But high doses can really help out with that. Again, that's something that you have to look at on your own. I'm not recommending those high doses, but they've actually shown it has numerous antioxidant supports and cognitive and brain protective properties in high doses of melatonin. So something to be aware of there on that. But generally, even just a low dose of ours will help you get better sleep. Because remember, too, sleep reduces inflammation. The body cannot recover properly without adequate sleep. The joints flare up. The body gets inflamed. The brain can't flush itself out. Cognitive functioning declines. Our cortisol goes up. The body stays more stressed out. It can't recover like it used to. You have to have sleep. If you're not getting good enough sleep at night, or if you got work or something's waking you up, then you got to try to make sure you get an hour, 1 hour, at least a 1 hour, 1 hour and a half hour nap at some point in time to recover if you're going to be working again at night. That happens to me sometimes. I'm doing a show in the morning, and I'll be booked on another show in the afternoon, and I got Hagman until 11 o'clock at night. I'll fit in like a 30-minute or hour-long nap somewhere in there later on in the evening before a show. Enough to wake up so I'm ready to go, but a lot of times you got to let your brain and your body spool down. Even if you're not going into a deep sleep, that's okay. Just recovering and resting for a few minutes and letting your body come back down. You know, if you've been up running heavy for 12 hours, I need a little nap before I'm going to go do another show. I'm going to do something. I'm going to stay busy. Give your body that break. Give your joints that break. Give your brain that break for an hour. Rest, recover, get back up, hammer it again. But your body has to have sleep to lower those cortisol levels down some and help that inflammation response and flush the body out. Now, last one on here, it talks about, or not last one, but another one on here is stress management for fibromyalgia. It says different types of basically breathing practices, movement, meditation, promote relaxation, overall well-being. And like what I just said a second ago, sometimes resting for an hour. You know, there's nothing wrong with resting or meditating or taking time out for yourself 30 minutes or an hour a day. Now, obviously, being a sluggard and laying in bed till 11 o'clock in the morning and not doing anything till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then going back to bed and being a lazy couch potato, that has this whole other separate side effects. That's not recommended either. Because now you're just a lazy bum, and nobody respects you, and you get nothing done, and you're just a loser. You sleep all day. You just get nothing done. That's no. But taking time for yourself and actually getting some rest, reducing stress, improving symptoms, calming down, maybe doing some light aerobic exercise, then basically some breathing exercises, then some rest time. Whatever you need to do to make it better, work on that. It says practicing different types of exercises for 30 to 45 minutes a day over 6 to 8 weeks significantly improve pain, sleep, daily function of both mental and physical health. So work what works best for you on it. And also see how it affects you and what works the best. But taking some time for yourself never hurts, especially if you're dealing with fibromyalgia. Number four on the list, sleep hygiene. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep. I just covered this in detail. It says avoid caffeine, alcohol, spicy foods. Those are big ones as well because those are all inflammatory markers. If you're dealing with fibromyalgia, you've got to cut out those products. Caffeine, alcohol, spicy inflammatory foods. That also includes eggplants, artichokes. Those are also nightshade. They're inflammatory. Stay away from those, especially while you're dealing with fibromyalgia. Cut out the alcohol. Alcohol is insanely inflammatory. Everybody knows that. That's nothing new to talk about there. Caffeine's the same way, especially if you're drinking large amounts of coffee, raised cortisol, or energy drinks. Cut those out. Purple sticks. Best topic, best product, best usage for anything if you want some subs. I have to do a bunch of Monster or Red Bull or energies or Those are just trash your gut, man. They're horrible. I talk about those all the time. Now, here's another one, too. And I get it. A lot of people like their tobacco nicotine. Smoking cessation. Among people with fibromyalgia, smoking is associated with cognitive dysfunction, severe symptoms, lower quality of life, sleep problems, increased anxiety compared to non-smokers. Quitting smoking is an enormous step towards symptom relief of fibromyalgia. I'm not going to lecture you about the dangers of nicotine and tobacco products. I'm well aware of them. I told you guys I did smokeless tobacco. I used Copenhagen. I didn't use all these little weird gay pouches and all this stuff the guy used. I used real tobacco back in the day. Not proud of it. Horrible habit. Started messing my teeth and gums up after years. Finally decided that it was not a product that I wanted to keep in my life. It was not a healthy lifestyle. Again, in my early 20s, I could get away with a lot. Later on, I started finding that's not the case anymore. I asked myself the question, what am I doing? What's it doing to me? Is that okay? I'm using half a can of Copenhagen every day. What's it doing to me? It's rotting my gums and my teeth. It's causing cardiovascular issues. It's not causing any health benefits whatsoever, and it costs $5, $6 a can. Well, it did back then. It's probably way more expensive now. And is that okay? The answer was no, it's not okay. I don't want to use it anymore. Now what's happened is now I have these products like Zen in these little tobacco pouches because everybody's too scared to use real tobacco and whatever, that's on them now. So now the nicotine companies have made it super easy to use these little pouches. So you throw them in, I guess, and you don't even have to spit or anything. You get a bunch of nicotine. Nicotine rots your cardiovascular system. I'm going to repeat myself. Nicotine rots your cardiovascular system. It is a vasoconstrictant. As much as I liked it in my 20s, I realized really quickly my cardiovascular performance, my training, my exercise, everything went down shortly thereafter using any type of nicotine or tobacco products. It's not good to use. The problem is I would say use it in moderation. That's a really difficult thing to do with that. There's really no benefits to it, and it's really hard to just randomly use tobacco and nicotine on a random basis. It usually becomes a habit. And again, not good, has no health benefits. So if something you're doing with fibromyalgia, that has a big one on this list to address and look at. So that's my basis on here. I'll post this on the site. You can look it up. Certain ways to treat fibromyalgia, conditions, and natural ways to relieve it. If you guys got any questions on it, read this. I couldn't go over much more detailed. And again, the magnesium brain food is number one on that list. Vitamin D is number two. Those two things are crucial in making sure you're going in and you're getting the right supplements to reduce the symptoms and using dietary approaches. So now you don't have to email me on it. I give you guys information. I don't even charge anything. I just show hour a day for you guys simply for the fact you guys support me, and this is my way of giving back to everybody without you guys having to do a plethora of research. I do it for you. So you guys have it. I bring it to you. I love doing this. I love you guys, and thank you for the positive feedback, and I love the reviews. I can't tell you how much, and I don't know why. I enjoy them. When I get to click on products like the magnesium brain food, and I go down and I look at it, and you see stuff like 5-star enzymatic cofactor. This incredible product. This is just random ones. I click on them all the time and read them. This right here. This is an incredible product. If you have brain fog, this is your solution. I love the mixes with the Purple Sticks and the Ultimate Powder. Yahweh bless all of you and the Health Masters. Thank you. You know, and this one right here, this guy, I love this one. He goes, I tend to use the supplements I purchased in moderation. I'm still taking the prostate support. I rotate the attention factor and acetylcysteine, magnesium. As far as the powders, I juggle them mostly daily, but I tend to mix and match in moderation. The attention factor, the Purple Sticks, that's a match made in heaven right there. That's my stack, my claim to fame, the attention factor and the Purple Sticks together. But again, this is why I appreciate all the support you guys give me. Thank you for the reviews, and thank you again for making Health Masters your number one stop and shop for all your supplement health needs. I couldn't do it without you guys, so thank you for the continued support. Now, one health article I want to cover on here, since we're talking about this topic, and this topic that went into detail, I had Harrison write me this the other day. A smarter way to do caffeine, why steady beats spiked. It says modern energy drinks often deliver a large caffeine hit, often paired with huge amounts of sugar, sweeteners, and other additives. The results feel powerful first. Research on energy drinks also links frequent use with sleep problems and central nervous system strain and real-world problems. It says why energy drinks backfire. Energy drinks tend to work because caffeine works. Classic paper on caffeinated energy drinks explained that caffeine is the main ingredient behind the alertness. It's also known the product contains caffeine amounts comparable to 1 to 3 cups of coffee. Now, most cases, you'll find that a lot of those energy drinks, they're starting to ramp up those dosages. And rarely, if you're drinking energy drinks, do you drink just one a day. This is why the Purple Sticks are built to be this not so just cammed up with high doses of caffeine. The Purple Sticks are built around a simple idea. Energy feels better when it comes with metabolic support and antioxidant support, not just stimulation. This is a crucial topic on here that nobody wants to address when it comes to energy production. You can just shove an enormous amount of caffeine in your body and get a nice big, you know, adrenaline spike, feel good for about 30 minutes to an hour, but then you simply crash off. Why? Because in most cases, you're not getting anything you actually need. You're just getting a bunch of race fuel in your system that burns out very quickly. You're not getting yourself the proper oils, the proper fluids, the proper coolant. You guys like the Motorhead analogy on that? All my car guys, you picked up on that. 85 milligrams of caffeine from green tea and yerba. Acai fruit powder, 1,000 milligrams from acai. Super fruit blend, pomegranate, mango, grape, apple. Super extract blend with the green tea, the body, the grape, the apple. B vitamins, all the B vitamins including methylcobalamin, vitamin C, chromium, and virtually no calories. This combination allows people to feel more alert while also supporting a system that helps the energy feel smooth. Give me camera 4. Natural caffeine source can feel smoother. This is a huge factor that I get so much feedback on. Caffeine in isolation feels sharp. Caffeine is a plant matrix, often come packaged with polyphenols and other compounds. A review on green tea and brain function describes evidence that green tea intake can influence cognitive and attention measures and emphasize the effects cannot be pinned on one single compound. A separate systematic review evaluated tea constituents such as caffeine and related compounds and found measurable acute effects on cognition and mood outcomes. This is why I put the ingredients together that I do on the products with the Purple Sticks. It's designed to give you a full spectrum analysis or a full spectrum of fueling of nutrients and supplements that give your body the raw nutrients that it needs to do the best it possibly can. This is why Purple Sticks versus energy drinks. I'm going to let you read this, guys, right here. Energy drinks are not all the same. Give me camera 4. Sleep disruption is commonly linked with regular energy drink usage in adolescents and young adults. High caffeine patterns are associated with anxiety outcomes in adolescent survey research. Caffeine withdrawal and problematic use patterns are common in high daily intakes. Purple Sticks are a different category of energy because the formulation aims for a measured lift, not just a huge jolt of energy. I'm adding that part in there. This is why I talk about take one Purple Stick in the morning with water, ideally with breakfast, and essentially if you need a second one in the afternoon, run it as you need it. Essentially, there's no reason that you need these massive jolts and bolts at times because good sustained energy is much better than having these huge jolts. So that's why I put this product together. That's why it works. That's why it's so popular. That's why I'm drinking it every morning. Unless you guys think I don't use my own products, I use them every single day. I try to keep them at bay because, quite frankly, if I take too much, you guys tell me I talk too fast, and then nobody can follow me on the show. So I try to listen to y'all's feedback on here. So, conclusion, Energy drinks often work because caffeine works. However, they come at a cost. They usually take more than they add, and they don't replenish anything. They burn you out, put you down. At the end of the day, you need more, and that's why they're so effective from a money standpoint. They want you to drink 2, 3, 4 of them a day, right? There's no money in energy drinks if you drink one and you feel great the rest of the day and you're like, I don't need another one. You want your customer base to have to drink 3, 4, 5, 6 energy drinks a day and become addicted to them. That's why they make them the way they are. Purple Sticks, I've made them not to get addicted to them. That's horrible as far as financial aspect of it for me, but I don't care. I didn't make them for money. I made them give real nutrients so I could use them every day and stay running to give you guys the ultimate health news and research on a daily basis. So thank you again for supporting Health Masters. And if you need them, check them out on the website. On the Purple Sticks, you can search in the top button where you can look at the best sellers. The Purple Sticks here, we got the 3-pack special. We got case lots. We got all different ones. This will be back in stock. Don't need it. It's out of stock right now. I already covered that. Don't yell at me on those. But single, triple, full case lot. This is one that a lot of people that use them on a regular basis, they go in and run these right here. It's full case of them. And it's 12 of them all together. Stay stocked up on them for the year, for the month, or if your whole family needs them for however long it lasts for. So be sure to take advantage of those sales while they're on sale sometime and let me know if you guys need any help on that. You can call us at the Health Masters, 1-800-726-1834. My staff be happy to help you out with those as much as possible. Now, also, too, here's another health topic that I wanted to cover here that came up now. It says the cost of common food preservatives to your health. In the past, people use salt, alcohol, sugar, and vinegar to preserve food. That's no longer the case now, as a lot of those were fairly good methods that work good. They've changed over time now, as they need your bread to stay soft for weeks. They need your meat to look fresh for days and weeks now. Sometimes it doesn't even rot. I mean, some of the luncheon meats sit on the shelf. Don't get into that one. Preservatives are now so common in packaged foods, most of us barely are even aware of them. This has a research in the area. A few preservatives that concern me most include benzates, nitrates, nitrites, BHT, which is a really bad one, BHA. Elizabeth Dunford at University of North Carolina said, she said sodium benzates found in pancake syrups, fermented foods, pickles, soda. Essentially, it's a carcinogenic compound when it's combined with vitamin C. A lot of people don't realize that. Sodium benzoate with vitamin C and then a host of other topics on there really starts to become carcinogenic. The nitrates, they massively increase issues with colon rectal cancer and type 2 diabetes. We talked about that in detail. That's what gives hot dogs their red and pink color. That's why if you ever get turkey luncheon meat, which I don't recommend you do unless you get boar's head, and I'm not sponsored by them. I'm just telling you that's like the only one that I'll eat. You get it from Publix. Is that most of them, they'll have like a pink hue. Turkey's not pink, guys. It's a white meat. Especially if you look at it, and it's got like a pink ring in the middle, like a pink circle. That's the sodium nitrite that they injected into the loaf of turkey. If you guys didn't know that, you see it a lot of times. You'll see it in the pack, and it's like pink towards the center of the turkey. That's where they inject the sodium nitrite into the loaf. Then it doesn't dissolve all the way into it. A lot of it isolates in the center. That's where most of it is. And it preserves the meat. Just FYI, so you guys would know that. Then it talks about here the other aspects of them. And it goes, limit exposure as best as possible. The most effective way to reduce exposure without making eating overly complicated is to follow a diet rich in whole, minimally processed foods. Talk about that all the time. It says, as much as possible, focus on foods closest to their natural form. Even frozen vegetables fit this category as the only ingredient, the vegetable itself. You know, sometimes, you know, frozen foods aren't necessarily bad. It's, you know, the TV dinners and the trays where the ingredients are that long on the back. And you're like, but it's just macaroni and cheese and broccoli. Why does it have a paragraph that's 8 inches long down the entire back of the packaging? Well, that's because there's an enormous amount of products and ingredients and preservatives they have to put in there. That's it. Consider ingredients. When eating whole foods is impossible, when you're eating out, rely on convenient foods or lacking access to fresh options, stay informed and read food labels carefully. I do this all the time. It says, here's some tips. Make small, practical swaps to reduce overall preservative exposure. Give me camera 4. It says, make air pop popcorn instead of microwave popcorn. I don't even eat popcorn, so that's on y'all if you guys like it. And if you do get popcorn, make sure it's non-GMO. Second one here says shred block cheese instead of using pre-shredded cheese. That's a big one. I do know that. I try to do that all the time. I try to get actually good raw grass-fed beef, you know, cheese, as far as it's not the pre-shredded stuff usually has more preservatives in it. Choose butter over margarine. That's a staple. It says use maple syrup or natural honey instead of pancake syrup. I can't hit that one any harder. It frustrates me to no end. I rarely eat pancakes anymore. Rarely eat pancakes. But when I do, if I'm out and about or I'm at a restaurant, I get them to cook my eggs and butter and I order pancakes, it boggles my mind how many places don't have real, true maple syrup anymore. Here's your pancake syrup. They put a jug down. First ingredient, high fructose corn syrup. I just want a maple syrup, guys. I'm not asking for the world. I just want, you know, some maple syrup. I'm not asking for $2 million and a bunch of other weird stuff. I just want some maple syrup. We don't have it. I don't even want pancakes now. Now I'm not even in the mood. Now I don't even want them. So again, check that out. Don't use regular pancake syrup. This stuff's trash. Just incorporate fresh herbs and spices instead of pre-made marinades or sauces. That's a big one. Choose plain chips or crackers more often than flavored options. That's another big one as well. Also, read the ingredients. If you're getting chips, make sure you're staying away from any of them if they have soybean oil or processed oil, so, you know, basically seed oil in them. Swap flavored yogurt for plain. Add your own toppings. That's a big one. Make sure you get an organic raw yogurt. Add your own stuff to it. Don't get stuff with all the sugar added. Make your own salad dressings, dips, and taco seasonings. Salad dressings. For the longest time, I always loved ranch. I still like the oily ranch taste. It's just really good on salad. It's my personal preference. The problem is, it's next to impossible to find a ranch without soybean oil in it. There's only one that I've ever found, and it was in a store. It's hard to get. It's expensive, and they made it with avocado oil. I have to try to find it again. There's one ranch in the world that uses avocado oil that actually tastes good. And again, it's I just don't even buy it. It's too expensive. But you can also make your own in some cases. That's the best way to do it. And it says also use fresh citrus or herbs to flavor sparkling water. Now, Dad talked about sparkling water yesterday. That's never been my vibe. I know some people like it. I'd much rather have you drink sparkling water with some fresh citrus in it. You know, squeeze lemon juice or squeeze lime juice. Maybe even add a little bit of stevia if you want to make your own kind of natural soda if that's what you want to drink. That, if anything, is better than drinking soda, Coca-Cola, Sprite with high fructose corn syrup. So please, if that's what you want to do on it, much better. If you want to have a bubbly drink, I get it. Sometimes people want to have that, you know, entertainment to their beverage. That's the easiest way to do it, sparkling water, some fresh organic juice as far as lemon or lime, and stevia or monk fruit. I've actually tried that before, the friend that made it. It actually tasted decent. Well, again, wasn't really my vibe. But that was what, if somebody wants, that's your deal, and it's way better than drinking a bunch of just soda loaded with a bunch of toxins in it. So one thing to look at with common preservatives and to stay away from on there. Now, another topic here, this ties back into ADHD and screen time. It says a large two-year study of 9 to 10-year-olds linked screen use with ADD-like symptoms and changes in the brain's cortex. I discuss this topic on a regular basis, and it's not that I'm covering the topics over and over and over again. It's that this specific topic is continually getting an enormous amount of research right now. And I love when people call me that I know on the show. They know I'm on the show from 10 to 11 every single day. I sound like Ted right now. I get it. I know you're trying to get a hold of me. I've been on the show for 12 years now, 10 to 11 every single day. Anyways, I digress. I'll call you back. You know who you are. And I'll be off the show here shortly. And it says there's a difference here. It says research analyzed brain scans and behavior ratings from children 9 to 10. Kids who spent 3 or more hours a day on screen showed slightly higher levels of attention deficit disorder than their peers, with symptoms increasing mostly over the following symptoms. Make sure. Now I'm on silent, so I can't be so rudely interrupted again. These children also have small differences in brain regions involved in attention and impulse control. So what you're saying is here, the longer they look at screen time, the longer they play on these stupid iPads, the less focused they can on another task. And I've gone into detail on that on other shows. I don't know how many times I have to keep covering this topic, and yet I still will go to restaurants, which I rarely do anymore. But when I do, I'm never yet surprised. And I walk in, and there's a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old, and they're sitting there drooling on themselves, watching iPad, watching YouTube, or watching another some gay show that's on TV that I can't even comprehend the level of gayness on it, and yet they're letting a 5-year-old watch it. And it's like just completely gay. And I'm like, at least if you're going to let them watch an iPad, put on something like Predator. I'm joking. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a good movie from the 80s. If you guys ever saw it with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, I don't know how practical it is to trek through the woods with a minigun with 1,000 rounds of 308 on your backpack. But the movie was fantastic, and I'm joking. Don't let children watch it. It's an unbelievably violent film. That was one of the only, if not the only, good Predator that was ever made. The other, like, 9 of them were trash. I don't know how I got digressed on that as far as... Anyways, ADHD, discussing that. Purple sticks are kicking back in. Children with daily screen use in the 3 to 5 hour range had smaller total cortical gray matter volume. This means they had less ability to focus, and they said higher screen use was also associated with slower growth and thickness of the brain layer. So screen time, it's training and attention. It's training kids to be constantly dopamine triggered. It's constantly not be able to focus on what they need to focus on, and it's causing them to essentially not be able to complete tasks as they get older. You're literally handcuffing your child when you let them sit at screens for hours and end. And I'm not saying it's the end-all be-all. Sometimes they're on school. Sometimes they've gotten stuff done. Sometimes they need a little reprieve. Sometimes they need to play maybe a little video game. You know, I got an Xbox 360 still that I bought brand new. Show my age with that. It's 360. It was a good console, though. Last video game console I've ever bought. It still works. And, you know, I have some old Call of Duty games on there. Don't have to be connected to the internet. Still fun. You can still play the campaigns on them. Occasionally, I'll let Hunter play them with me. You know, we get done with school at night, you know, for 30 minutes. Play around. Work on some tactics. We communicate. Make sure you use a cover and concealment. But at the end of the day, there's no unfettered access. I especially would never give a child open access to the internet on these platforms. Like PlayStation 5, the graphics are cool. Everything's got to be on the internet, though. What happens if the internet goes down? You can't even play those games. I like everything as a core base. It won't happen. It won't last forever. That's why I got a huge DVD collection. At the end of the day, though, you have much more ability to control those topics, those contents, when you actually know what your kids are getting exposed to, instead of just being like, here's an iPad, here's YouTube, don't do anything stupid. The kids invariably are going to look up something stupid. And especially now, with all the gay tranny stuff on there every single time. Just YouTube, Netflix, keep that crap out of the range. And this topic here goes to teen gaming. It says how to tell if your teen's gaming has become a problem. Video games aren't always a neutral way to relax. They said this can essentially become unhealthy ways. I'm going to post articles. I'm running out of time. Got other health stuff I want to cover on here. But it goes into detail from coping to compulsion and essentially how gaming can be a good way to detox, sometimes relax on the weekend when they get everything done. But it shows that a lot of children, a lot of teens, vastly get addicted to it. And once they start getting addicted to it, it becomes more of a mechanism. It becomes an addiction than it does actually something that's a positive topic to go on with. So something I just wanted to address there, but I'll let you guys read that whole article. It's a long article on gaming. I've already discussed enough on screen time and children here. Now this one next here, this is on eggs. Ah, yes, my favorite topic. Complete protein supports brain and muscle function. Once again, yet another positive article on eggs. Remember, the research came out not that long ago that discussed in detail how one egg a day in young children actually increases IQ points. And then, of course, in adults, it helps out with overall health of everything. There's so many health factors to it. Boosts brain function, benefits the eyes, supports muscle skeletal health, maintains, stabilizes blood sugar, aids in recovery. Really, really great product. This is why I talk about, give me camera 4. This is why I constantly keep telling everybody on a regular basis, make sure you're eating high quality protein. It's important for immune system, for cell health, muscle repair. Egg protein is the highest bioavailable protein known to man. I'm going to highlight this so everybody doesn't argue with me on it. Egg protein is highly bioavailable with 97% absorption rate, beating almost everything in the world on absorption rate. I know some people say they don't like their eggs. You ever hang out with me, I'll make some of the best eggs of your life. I've figured out 50,000 different ways to make eggs, and it's always the same, but they can taste different every which way. There's great ways to do it, but you've got to eat them. Yeah, I got a friend that has chickens again. We used to have chickens here until Fox got a hold of them. That didn't go so well anymore. They're a lot of maintenance, but man, having fresh eggs, especially if you got some free-range chickens, it's fantastic. I love getting those eggs all the time. I usually eat 8 eggs a day. I usually eat 4 in the morning. I usually eat 4 more before bed. And you look at bloods, you look at all this stuff. My blood levels are perfect on every range. And the reason why is because you've got to put the right nutrients in your body. And the health benefits are so huge. Bruce brain function benefits the eyes, provides skeletal muscle health. All these different topics are really, really important and something that I recommend on a regular basis. And especially if you want to add in more protein for recovery, the Fit Food Protein. Where's it at? My empty can over here. This right here, adding this in post-workout, then later on, having some eggs afterwards or vice versa. A lot of times I like a shake after I work out because my gut's a little off as far as, you know, blood's in every area of the body, but your stomach. The protein gets in pretty quick, you know, 2 to 3 scoops of this post-workout, and then turning around and going in and having some eggs later on. So again, you can look at the health benefits here and the different topics of it, and it talks about how the different ways, eggshells, the yolk on camera 4 here, it goes into detail on this. Interesting, it says how to increase absorption rate. It's interesting. It says eggs with avocado. When combined, the fats in avocados help the body absorb fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin E in the eggs, if you didn't know that. Eggs with kale or spinach, the fiber and vitamin K in these leafy greens are better absorbed than eat with eggs. That's why a lot of times you make, if I make an omelet, it's almost invariably, I always throw a little bit of tomatoes, a little bit of spinach, a little bit of avocados in it. That's a staple for me. I learned that years ago because they all have health benefits that actually work synergistically with eggs and omelets when you cook them together. Like with tomatoes, watch it if you're having joint problems because it is nightshade family. It can cause joint inflammation if you start eating too many tomatoes. But you throw some diced tomatoes in. A lot of the lycopene, which is great for the eyes, is better absorbed when eaten with fats, such as found in eggs on here. So just something to look at as well when you're looking at making eggs. And also, too, one other topic that I wanted to cover on here, it was a good article. Where's it at? Historical silver, overwhelming physical infrastructure. I'm not going to get into the metals today. You know, I told you guys 2 weeks ago, don't buy silver at 120 an ounce. It recorrected. It's on its way back up again. It's going to keep going up. But whenever you start seeing it, we went into detail in the show the other day about JP Morgan pushing the market up really quick so they could push the shorts in. And they did to cover their spreads on it, cover the physical delivery so they could get the price back down for all the AI infrastructure. The problem that I have with this AI and what they're doing now and trying to monitor everybody, it also goes against the old adage of what we see now against everything we've known. This is the part that's kind of like strange. So I talked to a real good friend last night in Montana, actually two of my really good buddies in Montana last night on the phone, and they're very knowledgeable on a lot of topics. One works as far as with generators and sales with generators and super, super smart in that area. If you're in Montana and you need generators, let me know. I'll give you his number. He'll give you a great deal on the generators. I've got the generators. I use the same generators that he gets, and they're great. I have a whole house system. But it's these AI data centers, right, that they're building all across the country, multi-billion dollar, million square foot data centers. The problem with electronics, as we all know this, is they all go out. The technology continually changes after, you know, 2-3 years updates. I mean, look no further than the floppy disk or cassette tapes and CDs and DVDs, VHS. I mean, the list goes on. Well, all these AI data centers, in 5 to 10 years, on a scale of change with electronics, a lot of this stuff is going to be antiquated again. And you're going to have these massive data centers. I mean, what you used to be able to need an entire room for a computer back in the 80s to do the most basic computing for the most part, I mean, you literally can do it in the palm of your hand with a phone now. I mean, most phones have more computing power than computers in the 80s. Yet, we're building this $500 billion infrastructure across the country with AI, massively increasing electric prices, massively sucking the water out of the system, buying up these rural areas and putting AI data centers to process all this data. But what happens when 10 years from now, even these AI data processing centers, they're going to be the size of a semi-truck as far as where you can compute it? There's something weird going on about it. Now you see with Flock and Palantir and all these topics building this giant grid around everybody. We know why they're doing it. I've talked about it in detail. But it makes me wonder where they're going to go with this infrastructure. Because even with the EV vehicles, I mean, 5-6 years ago, in the late teens, 18, 19, EVs were the way of the future. If you talk to anybody in the car community that was on board with these, they would literally yell to their blue in the face, telling them that EVs are the future. Everybody needs to get into EVs. Everybody needs to be putting electric vehicle charging stations at their house and at their business. And the EVs are going up, up, up. They're going to keep maintaining value. EVs did the same thing on a depreciation scale that your computer does. You buy a computer, 3 years later, the computer's worth a tenth of what it was. You pay $1,000 for that laptop, it's worth about $100 in 3 years. Maybe. Because the technology keeps adapting. Same thing happened with EVs. So this area that they're going and trying to pretend that this AI infrastructure that's not really producing any income is going to keep going up in value. My personal opinion, I think it's going to be another giant bubble. They're going to suck a lot of air and money out of the room again like they did, just like with the Bitcoin market. The Bitcoin crash was not anything that surprised me at all. I mean, it was down to like $60,000 again yesterday, I think, somewhere around there, you know, up from its 126 high. I told everybody when they did it, I said, this is going to suck in all the new money, all the young kids, all the Bitcoin babies, all the guys that made a ton of money. They've been buying it up. Bitcoin's going to be $250,000 a coin next year. Well, you know what? It's speculatory at best. Gold and silver's been around since biblical times. Bitcoin isn't a great gambling topic like roulette or blackjack. Sure. Blackjack's fun if you know what you're doing. You can usually make some money on it. Same thing with Bitcoin. However, plan on being able to lose everything you have in it and it not worth anything and be okay with it. That's what I always tell people. If they want to gamble with something, be okay with losing all of it. If you're okay with that, you know, if it's, you throw $100 in on blackjack and you lose it, has it changed your life? No. Okay. You can do. I'm not recommending gambling, but okay. You go and say, well, I've got my life savings. I'm putting it all on red roulette. That's not a good move, brother. That's just not a good look or a good move, and that's highly, highly frowned upon in any type of financial aspects with anyone. So again, do what you may with silver, gold. I've told you guys for years, I've always thought they were a great buy when they were cheaper. You'll see what the market does now on them and continue to make sure you're hedging your bet, especially with the cost of inflation. There's another article here I didn't get enough time to talk about. I was going to cover it today. I'll bring it up tomorrow. It says vitamin D and magnesium support athlete performance and recovery. This is huge. And it talks about vitamin D and magnesium work together to regulate muscle contraction, energy production, bone strength, recovery, forming a nutrient pairing that determines how effectively your body responds to training. Now, it's funny here, right? Because I just talked about fibromyalgia, first part of the show. We're the first two products on the list, two ingredients. Two nutrients, vitamin D, magnesium, to help out fibromyalgia. Now it's talking about athletic performance and recovery because muscle contraction, energy production, bone strength. Vitamin D and magnesium are two standalone support nutrients. They're a base foundation. It's like pouring your footer and putting rebar in it before you build your house. You've got to have that base. You've got to have good D3 levels, good magnesium levels, and you'll be surprised on how synergistic they are and how many issues, little issues maybe you're running into, health problems, and even maybe minor, you'll be surprised how they kind of disappear when your blood levels of D3 get up where they need to be and your magnesium levels get up where they need to be. I promise you that. If not, I got a 90-day money-back guarantee, and you'll be exceptional to the rule that you didn't get good results from them. So again, I'm giving you the opportunity. I'm giving you the supplements, what you need, what you want, how you want it, the best I possibly can. And I appreciate the support. Thank you for the emails. I got my email back up and running now. I had a bunch of issues with storage on it. I got that cleared up over the weekend. So if you got to send us emails on the Brewer Contact or the Brewer Show, I'm back and responding to them now. A bunch of them got deleted, by the way. They flushed it out. So if I have responded to you on those, send me some emails again. If I don't respond, if you're just sending me articles or topics, that's cool. I usually don't respond to them. If you have a health question, an actual real health question, send them to me, and I try to respond to them as fast as I possibly can because I want to give you guys the best possible support and also the best service. That's why we also have the expedited VIP shipping. You need stuff quick, we got it for you. Expedited VIP shipping, it is a loss for me, but again, it covers a chunk of the cost with the $19.95, but I have you the product sometimes next day, second day, depending where you are in the country, right to your doorstep the fastest I possibly can. So utilize that if you need something quick at Team Health Masters. Ultimate powder on sale at healthmasters.com and a host of other bestsellers on here, different protocol kits. Be sure to check out the site. If you need anything, my friends, we're here for you. I appreciate you. You guys have a fantastic evening. Hope you've enjoyed my ranting for an hour. I try to bring you guys good topics every day. I'm working on another show for tonight for Hagman, so be prepared for that. And then I'll be back on tomorrow morning with another solo show with a bunch more health stuff. I'm working for you guys. I appreciate your support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome evening. Stay healthy as always, and I'll talk to you again back on this show tomorrow. tomorrow. As always, my friends, stay healthy.